620 1320 WILS. Well, they tried today, and it looks like the repeal of the Affordable Care Act did not work out. There may be further efforts, though, in the days ahead. Cameron Clifton is with us to break it all down, what the implications are of this effort, and a lot more, actually. Cameron, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. So nice to talk to you twice in a week.
Yeah. Is this...
I was on your station early this past week.
Oh, were you? Okay. Well, yeah. Look, we can never get enough of Cameron Clifton. That's why we bring her back. Cameron, the effect of this vote today, well, what is it politically? What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, you know, I don't know why anyone is surprised about this. The whole thing is on the crux of what are they going to do? How many different versions are they going to try to get in front of legislators in both in all of Congress, both both houses, upper and lower house? Mm-hmm. And what are they going to decide on? The thing that's so annoying to me and should be so annoying to the American people, in my opinion, is that they have had more than ample time to have worked this out and more than ample time to collaborate on both sides of the aisle to come up with something that everyone could ostensibly live with, mm-hmm. Literally, if not figuratively speaking. So it's just another step in what's turned out to be an 8-year process.
And who's really responsible? Who do you blame for what happened today?
Well, actually, you're probably not going to, you may not agree with me about this. I blame this, what happened today, and what's happened in the last 6 months on all of Congress for spending more time trying to keep the president from doing what he wants to do and what his promises to the American people, so clearly what the majority of Americans want done. Mm-hmm. They would have focused on the three big things that he has asked them to do. We would have legislation that represents that. Right. Or at least be really far down the road, and we're nowhere on any of
that. I should note, former Speaker Boehner this week, he was in Vegas talking, he said that it wasn't going to work. He already said that. He said that really the program's been around long enough now where they just will not be able to repeal it. It's just politically not feasible. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, the thing about John Boehner is that he takes every opportunity, to throw, hog slop on whatever is going on there because he's not in charge anymore. I didn't like him when he was in charge. I didn't trust him. He's a great big part of the reason that that things are not going well because of the way that he ran it when he was there. And, you know, his legacy is not doing much better. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care what he says, and neither should anyone else. In the end, there's really only one thing that holds up everybody being aligned on this, and that one thing is the insurance company. And if Congress does not agree to make this at the purview of the states, open markets, everybody can get it across state lines, do whatever they want, and no more subsidies to big insurance companies, mm-hmm. they're never going to get to it. That's not the same as saying they're never going to be able to repeal it and they're never going to be able to have something. We may have something, but it's not going to be in the best interest of all Americans because, you know, there's so many things in there. I mean, one of the things that they've already kind of agreed to is that they take out the tax penalty. But the other thing is, which drives up all, and, you know, we talked about this months ago, is this whole idea that the insurance companies get subsidies. Why should the American taxpayer subsidize an insurance company?
Right. So are you saying the insurance companies basically orchestrated what happened today, or were they part of the reason why?
I think they're a constant part of this, okay. constantly putting pressure on.
So they want to see the Affordable Care Act stay in place, you're saying?
Well, what they want is they want to keep their subsidies. Okay. And I tell you, you know, if you remember the this whole thing about them pulling out of states and leaving, you know, everybody. Well, the reason is they didn't get their subsidies with the Obama Affordable Care Act. They weren't there. There wasn't enough money to give them that. Mm-hmm. And so they pulled out. There was no other reason for them to pull out. There were people who were trying to buy policies from them or through them. So, you know, it's all about their money. It ought to be about our money. And there's lots and lots of ways to solve this. And there are a lot of creative people in this country who have ideas about how that ought to work. But if you're so bogged down in protecting one entity, you're not open to hearing about any of that.
Talking to political strategist Kamara Clifton right here on WILS. For President Trump, I mean, he's got this issue, obviously. He's very unhappy about the results today. Meanwhile, he's aggressively still now for the third day now going after Jeff Sessions. He really wants him out. How's it looking for President Trump?
Go ahead. I have to tell you, I looked up, other public, feuds like this. And the one that I liked the best, which kind of aligns with this, is Truman. And when he fired General MacArthur. And MacArthur was incredibly popular. I mean, you and I are too young to remember all this, but MacArthur was incredibly popular, just like Sessions is popular. He's popular in Congress, and he's popular with tons of people in the U.S. And so was MacArthur. But the difference is Truman said, don't anybody tell him what I'm up to, because I don't want him to be able to quit. I want to fire him. Trump is taking the other side of the deal. He doesn't want to be the one who fires Sessions. He wants him to resign. And what I wish somebody would say to him is, stop this and just focus on the other things. This will sort itself out. I think that something else must have happened between them other than, the thing with refusing himself about Russia.
Oh, really? What's your theory? You think it's not what Trump is saying publicly? There's something else happening here?
I think think about it. I think there had to be something more than that. There are a lot of legal experts, and I'm not one, and I won't play one on the radio, who say that at the time, it probably was the right decision for him to recuse himself. In retrospect, he probably didn't have to do that. So, it's one of those things happen all the time that are not perfect. President took it as a personal betrayal. Right. And I take it as, as something else. Now, there are other things going on in that department, Secretary Sessions' department, that are not getting done.
President Trump wants the Deputy FBI Director, Andrew McCabe, he wants him out, and he's criticizing Sessions for not acting on that. Should he fire? I mean, should he start firing people? Should he get rid of Jeff Sessions?
Well, I think that that's coming, and I think he has he has a long road to hoe, if you will, lot of work to do.
What happens? So he fires Sessions. Take me to the next step. What happens then?
Well, whoever, they'll just have whoever is sitting behind him. And right now I can't remember the name, but, that person will step up and then they'll go through, and that'll be very temporary. But then they'll have to go through hearings and all kinds of stuff. We don't need that right now. We've got a lot of things on the wire. And I think that, it's funny about this president, and we've talked about this, for half a year longer after we knew he was elected. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play by not only political rules, he doesn't play by just traditional business rules. He takes things public that in the rest of the world, they would keep to themselves until it was solved. He doesn't do that. And I can't figure out if he does it because he said that, he would keep the people involved, he'd keep us apprised of everything he was up to, mm-hmm. or if he just doesn't have the confidence in the people that are supposed to be watching his back.
Right.
And the minute, if you notice, the minute that he thinks that somebody's not, they're not only out, they get a very public outing.
Yeah, no, it's
now,
We are literally out of time, Kamara. Otherwise, we'd keep chatting. It's Kamara Clifton, political strategist Kamara Clifton on WILS. Kamara, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
God bless you, and you take care. Bye-bye.
6:30. We'll be right back. Here's Fox News.